As some people would have realized, we have had some activity associated with Kikemchani volcano in the north and north coast of Grenada. In fact, from about the 11th of July, earlier on this month, we've had an increase in the number of what we call small earthquakes or micro earthquakes, very tiny events that are usually associated with volcanoes prior to some sort of eruptive activity. They were recorded since about the 11th of July, and that those events have continued. They've been between 11th of July until about last evening. There was about 200 events recorded. Events have progressively increased in terms of numbers and in terms of size. And early this morning at about 1:25 a.m., between 1:25 and 3 a.m., our seismic instruments recorded a particularly strong continuous signal on the instruments that were closest to Kikemchani. We have since analyzed these signals, and based on a particular signature that you have when you have an underwater eruption. It's something that's called a T-phase, based on the fact that we have recorded one of these T-phases at monitoring stations to the north of the Eastern Caribbean. In fact, in Montserrat, they have recorded this T-phase. We can now confirm that this event this morning that occurred between about 1:25 and 3, at some point in time between that time, there was an eruption of some sort at Kikemchani underwater volcano. Usually how these eruptions occur, they would more than likely in this case have not caused any physical changes sort of at the surface, and people would not have noticed anything apart from the seismicity that we have been reporting. Since the eruption this morning, the strong signal we got this morning, the activity has continued, and in fact, the earthquakes we have continued to have quite a few earthquakes. Since then, they've increased, and in fact, the magnitudes of the earthquakes, the size of the earthquakes, have increased such that in some parts of northern Grenada, they are now being felt. So, essentially, the elevated period of activity at Kikemchani has continued. How Kikemchani have erupted in the past, and what it has done in terms of its patterns in the past, is that from time to time it has these periods of increased seismicity, and they usually are associated with some sort of eruptive event. Sometimes they are associated with eruptive events, so more than one kind of event, like the T-phase we saw this morning, one type of eruption. The eruptions have most often usually been confined beneath the surface of the ocean, or beneath the surface of the water, and they haven't affected any surrounding areas. But that is always possible that, you know, the eruption magnitude could increase if there is one, and it could break the surface. So the most likely scenario as we move forward is that, you know, you may have this period of increased seismicity for a little bit longer. The most concerning aspect of it currently is for shipping that is associated with the Kikemchani area. So that currently the government of Grenada has increased the alert level to orange, and it means therefore that ships shouldn't be within 5 kilometers of the summit of Kikemchani volcano. And that's mainly to safeguard against the possibility of them being affected by some sort of eruptive activity. Seismicers continue to monitor the situation. We are in close contact with the National Disaster Coordinators in St. Vincent and in Grenada and in neighboring islands in the region. We have updated them, both these disaster management agencies and regional agencies like CDEMA. And we have put out press releases in terms of what is continuing. So there's some concern that people have in terms of what this means. The activity at Kikemchani is following similar patterns that it has exhibited in the past, where you've had increased seismicity followed by some sort of eruptive activity. The most common thing it does after it, that it goes back quiet again until the next time it happens. Since 1935, Kikemchani have had, on average, about one episode like this every 10 years. And the last time it had one was 2001. So we were expecting, in a sense, that something would happen within the next couple of years. In fact, it's a bit overdue, in a sense. So this is not unusual in that sense. People have quite a bit of concern in terms of the potential for tsunami generation. We don't think that is something that you should be too concerned about currently. If it does get to that stage, of course, we'll keep monitoring the situation and alerting the authorities. There's always a possibility that you could have large, much larger magnitude events during a particular sequence that could break the surface and could generate some small wave. Currently, there's no. It's too early to say what would happen in that regard, and certainly in terms of the depth of Kikamjeni, that kind of scenario of it possibly generating tsunami is quite low, and nothing that people should worry about. I think the main thing is really its impact potentially on shipping and on maritime vessels in that area. And in that regard, I believe the disaster management agencies have put out alerts and told people that they should stay away from the area. I would expect that if activity continues as may be necessary, the alert level may change. It may go up or it may go down, depending on whether the activity continues upwards or downwards. And we'd suggest that people continue to monitor the releases that's coming out from NEMO, from NADMA in Grenada, from NEMO in St. Vincent, from CDEMA, from Seismic Research Center, to find out what's going on. The fact that this activity is happening soon, around the same time of the Barbados, Northeast Barbados sequence, which is ongoing, is pretty much unrelated. If you noted, I said that the elevated activity started since the 11th of July, which was before the Barbados event. So it's not directly related. It's not like one is causing the other, as far as we can see. It's just happening at the same time, and both of them are related to the same kind of process that drives earthquakes and volcanoes in the region. So they are part of the normal process of the earth. The other thing that I've heard and I'd like to show people is that the fact that I'm currently in Grenada, in St. Vincent, actually, sorry. I'm currently in St. Vincent, just coincidentally, to be part of a consultation that NEMO is having in connection with a potential community project that we're developing. The fact that I'm here is in no way related to the Kikamjeni activity. What Seismic has done, certainly in terms of mobilizing its own resources, we have sent a small team to Grenada to beef up our monitoring network, and they would also provide ongoing updates and in real-time information to the Disaster Management Agency in Grenada. I'll be doing the same in St. Vincent, so that we're making sure that the Disaster Management Agencies have the information they require in terms of taking any action that they need to take. But at present, the key thing to bear in mind is its impact on shipping. People should keep finding out what's happening, read the newspapers, get the information. Don't fuel any rumors that you have. There's no information that's being kept back, and what I've just told you is exactly what's happening. You had an eruption earlier on this morning. The activity is continuing. We're continuing to monitor the situation and would provide updates as necessary. And certainly would be briefing the disaster management agencies who are responsible for taking any action needed to ensure that people are not put in harm's way. Thank you very much.